This is my second film, Sampaguita is my second film. But the concept of this came even before my first film. I was thinking of a topic for my first film when it was in a coffee shop in Tomas Morato, where I live. And then a child asked me if I could buy the last garland of Sampaguita he is selling. And then I asked where the flowers come from. And that started this journey of the film. I was intrigued by the fact that the Sampaguita is our national flower. And the first stage of the Sampaguita trade involves children, as well as the last stage, which is the selling. So children are involved in the harvesting of the flowers and in the last part, which is the peddling on the streets. My entire vision of the film is for the director to be non-obtrusive to my subjects. I just want to be an instrument to their stories. I don't want to interfere. So the first part of the filming, I just asked my cameraman, Neil Daza, to just document them while they are walking on the streets. So with a portable camera, DSLR, they follow the children. And then based on the interviews, we dramatized whatever they said on the interview. They go to school in the afternoon, and they sell from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. They go home at 6 a.m. So they sleep for like 3 hours, and then they study again. You can't really focus on your studies when you're working, and children are not supposed to work. On a good day, they earn 500 pesos, which is like half, like 1 euro. So 1 euro a day, they earn that. So it's a difficult life, but for a country that's like 80% of the Filipinos are in below poverty line, that's a normal circumstance, and that's a sad circumstance for most of the families.